Just let the game come to me, and these past few games, I felt like I've done that. And I mean, get my guys are going to try to set up some screens for me, give me some space. If I get that space, I'm gonna try to knock down that shot. And if I don't get the space, maybe I'll step back and hesitation, try to get past him for one of my running floaters.
Well, there you go, folks. There's Matt Baker, Jr. on this team, who just does everything for the program here and has a great job. Matt, we wish you the best. Go get him tonight. I know we can do it.
Thank you very much. Go Blue.
There you go. That's Matt Baker, star player on the Albie Blue Demon squad. We're going to take a short time out, get a word in from our sponsors. You're listening to the special Blue Demon basketball coverage, Journey to the Well. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Dreaming up your ideal retirement is your job. Helping you get there is ours. That's why we encourage you to contribute to an Edward Jones IRA by April 15th. By investing in an Edward Jones IRA, you can take advantage of potential tax benefits for 2013 and give your money more time to potentially grow. To help make sense of your retirement goals before April 15th tax deadline, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Edward Jones local financial advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
Welcome back, everyone, to this KIC Sports Exclusive Journey to the Well. Dan Stocker, Jason Summers bringing you this pregame show. Tip off 6:35. Just got done hearing from the players and what a deep, deep team this is. With some great leadership out of the seniors and a junior class that brings lots of punch, and the future looks bright with all those sophomores coming our way. But Dan, you can have a great show to put on the court, but it takes the coaches to make that those athletes all gel together and put those pieces, that giant chessboard that's out there, come together.
Well, certainly, Jason, and obviously you first look, and Coach Archer, you know, is the lead and the head of this program, and you see that and you see his influence on this program. But we've got a chance to really catch up some of the assistants that help, and he's very fortunate to have the number of assistants he has at a 2A program. You know, when you've got 4 assistant coaches there that help him night in and night out, oftentimes they're lacing them up too, helping with that scout team a little bit, maybe providing a little extra muscle or size where we need. And it's, you start to listen to them, and you heard those players, you know, where they're coming from and how their mindset is, and you're going to hear those same themes, and it's coming right from these coaches and assistants as well.
Well, these are a coaching staff that guys that have been a part of the program, guys that have been in the program, and a coach, head coach that's been doing this for a long time. And so you start to build that continuity, and when you have that, and you got guys on your staff that not only have coached it, but they played it.
You bet. In the next set of interviews we've got, we're going to bring you the assistant coach, Coach Kirkland, who's been no stranger to the gym and the basketball court for many years. He's a first year for Albia. But first, before we get to that one, we're going to actually, Jason had a chance to catch up with Jason Krall, Cody Krall, and Mark Tino. Jason, take it away.
With me now is two of the outstanding assistant coaches on the Albion Blue Demon basketball team, Jason Krall, Mark Tino, two guys that not only are coaching here, but they played here. Jason, you were part of that 2017 that really broke a long streak of not making it to the state tournament. This is a special moment for these guys.
Yeah, you know, and the big thing is I thought it was special then, but 7 years down the road, do you think it's a bigger deal yet? And I hope that they feel the same way.
Been there as a player, now as a coach. Different feeling?
You know, I'd say quite a bit. When I was there as a player, you're focused on the game. You're focused on, you know, practicing hard that week. But as the time goes on, 7 years down the road now, looking back, it was just an awesome experience. You know, we had a lot of fun that whole week up there. Yeah, we got beat, but, you know, looking back, it's still a victory.
Mark Tino, a guy that played for Albie as well, and coach, I think, you know, that helps bring a little bit something to it when you've been a part of the program as a player, and as Jason said, now you're as a coach, it you know, means a little extra something.
Yeah, definitely. I'm more excited probably than the guys are right now, just because like Jason said, and we've had this discussion 7-10 years down the road, you look back on it and say, boy, I wish I would have had that opportunity myself. Not having that, I'm really excited to be there and part of this program.
You know, obviously, this is a basketball game. It's going to take basketball skill sets, but one of the biggest obstacles you got to get past is the awe of being there.
Right. That's true. But we're disciplined enough, and we've played big games. I don't think we'll struggle anywhere. It will be the big stage, but like I said, we're very disciplined. We've went up against a lot of big guys and a lot of talent, and we don't look back. So I think we'll be just fine.
Jason Krall here. Jason, when you look at this team, it really does remind me a lot of similarities to that 2007 team. You know, I think if you go back and look at both teams are deep. Both teams, by some, the prognosticators may not put them in the state tournament.
You're right, Jason. You know, in 2007, we probably weren't picked to go. Turned around this year. I guarantee you a lot of people said we shouldn't be there this year. But 1 through 15, we know our roles. We're out every day to make each other better between scout or making that last second free throw, whatever it comes. All we want to do is get to the best.
Well, the best is something that Albie's been here for a while, Mark, and that is this is a program, an Albie high school program, basketball, football, all sports, all activities, really is shining. And I think winning begets winning.
Right, definitely. And it comes to coaches. A lot of dedication, a lot of time. I know going through school just a few short 20 years ago, we didn't have the things and the leagues and the camps and everything that Coach Archer sets up. It's really amazing the time and effort he puts in, and it shows. This is what this is the end result right here.
Jason Krall, I look at this team and I said, man, alive. This is a coach's dream, because you got guys who are just simply winners, guys that will their way to win, and then you throw on top of that great athletes.
Yeah, Jason, I mean, it's proven through the years, the last couple years. I mean, these kids have grown up winning in all the different sports, whether it's football, cross country, whatever it is. Baseball makes a nice run last summer. They just want to go out. They play hard. They want to win, and that's a lot of what it comes down to. Who wants it worse?
Well, Coach, you know, we talk about the depth of this team. Well, the team's depth is helped expanded by the coaches who have to go out and practice with them to make sure that they see the defenses and offenses they're going to face. And I seen you and Coach Krall get a few of those minutes.
Yeah, Coach Krall and I, we help. Cody Krall helps also. And we bang with these guys. It's a lot of fun, and it's fun to watch them get better. We did it early in the first part of the year. We scouted a lot with them. And it showed. I think they know how to handle a big guy. They know how to be, you know, Jason, of course, is a little bit bigger and harder to muscle around. And so it makes them better at the talent that we come across and more diverse.
Well, talk about, from your perspective, what are those things that maybe will be great indicators that Albie's off to a great start tonight?
Us getting up and down the floor. If we run and stay with our tempo, which is running and gunning and wearing the other team out, then you will see Albie do their thing the second half. The third and fourth quarter will be interesting.
Jason, give you your final comments here as we keep on keeping on. The tip-off just moments away.
You know, Jason, this season's been full of ups and downs, and we're used to that this year. But, you know, that's all it's going to be this game. We do what we do. We get up and down. We do the little things right. We keep coaching as coaches, and I think it's going to be an interesting game.
That is two of the outstanding coaches, Coach Mark Tino, Coach Jason Krall. They bleed blue, and Albie is better because of them. We'll take a quick timeout. Come back. You're listening to this KIC Sports Exclusive. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you. With me now is first-year assistant coach Dustin Kirkland. Coach Kirkland, it's a pleasure to have you here. I know a lot of people throughout the year have noticed the new face and want to know who you are. It's the first year here. You've brought a lot of good things to this program, which we'll get to. But talk about your history. What's your background? Where did you come from? Where have you been? How did those experiences get to where you are today?
I graduated from Iowa State College in Mount Pleasant. Took a job at Winfield Mount Union, the post Jess Settles era. Was the head coach there for about 5 years in basketball. A struggling program after they'd been so good and been in the state tournament for so many years in a row that I jumped ship and went to Danville. So Danville, as we all know, has been pretty solid. So
great program down there, certainly, as you come there from there. And I know it's your family had moved over here, your wife, and you both had opportunities to get jobs over in this area. Your wife down in Centerville, you're up here in Albia. Danville in the last several years has really had a great run. Certainly, those of us who kind of pay attention know about the Sukup twins, but it's more than that. It's really a program and a belief from the head coach. And talk about, you know, your experience there and what you were able to take away from that experience.
You know, coming out of college and being the head coach myself for the first 5 years, you know, you think you know everything, and I realized that I didn't. And I had the opportunity to move to Danville and teach there and work under a great head coach, Ken LaFoon, that had been there for years and had been, you know, on the big stage for years. So I just all the knowledge came from that experience. So it was great.
I know as we came into this season here, as a parent of one of the players, Coach Archer always does a great job of doing a parent meeting, you know, to kind of lay down expectations and goals for the parents and what's expected. And he referenced early on about it, having worked with you throughout the summer and the summer camps and different things, but how he appreciated the fresh perspective he was getting, because you get the same old year in and year out. You know, you come in really with a totally different philosophy in terms of defensive style, man versus a zone, pressing all the time versus sitting back, you know. And he really welcomed, I guess, that opportunity to kind of push his buttons a little bit. How have you seen your ability to help him with maybe some decisions as the role assistant? Obviously not the head. The final decisions will come with him. But how have you taken that opportunity to really impart some of the things you've learned? And specifically, I'm going to go with that 1-3-1 zone. We talk about that on air, how that's really been a big change for us and an effective change for us.
You know, Kevin Archer's a great coach. He puts in lots of hours, lots of time. But, you know, I think to be a good coach, you've got to realize that you don't know everything. And to come in here with the experience that I've got and know the things that I know, he took it on greatly. I mean, he really appreciated it, which, you know, we are a lot of different things, but it worked out well.
You know, I think as you go through and you see in a game, in the heat of a game, you'll see that coach and assistant really talking and conversing. And you know, as I go around and we see some of these other programs, you see coaches who get a little, it appears to me, too animated, maybe a little, if you sit behind the bench, which I do from time to time, you'll see other coaches get a little disrespectful as far as I'm concerned. You know, from my perspective, and oftentimes I'm across the court, I really don't see that out of you two. It looks like there's a great deal of respect, and it's communicating, and it's really talking through. And sometimes that's hard to do in heated moments. How are you guys able to do that when sometimes the stakes are very high and you've got to make quick choices and decisions?
You know, besides the philosophies being a lot of different, I mean, we all have the same goal, all of us coaches. So we've got our roles coming in, you know, through the locker room, what our roles are going to be, and some keys we want to focus on, and we just do a nice job of just communicating that.
What do you see coming in tonight's game? Western Christian Hull, obviously a tall team, big team. You know, what are some of the things that you've been able to pick up as watching film and studying and doing the things you do? What are some of the suggestions that you can share with us that we should look for in tonight's contest?
You know, the thing is, they're just going to be big and they're solid. You know, being 24-0, and they've beat some really, really good teams. And you look at the last, you know, since the last time we were there, I believe they won like 3 state titles since then. So, I mean, they're that same traditional powerhouse program that I came from at Danville. So they've got a lot of things going for them, not just with athletes, but coaches and program is set. So it'll be a quite a program to watch.
What's our key tonight to try to get that upset victory? And truly, it will be an upset. It's not disrespecting us at all. But what's that key for us, key or two for us to get that victory?
Well, you know, like we've always said, you know, we can't make our kids taller. So we've got to play to our strengths. And right now, I think, you know, we've got a really, really good guard in Matt Baker. We've got to try to get him good looks. And I really think we're more athletic than they are. So we've got to, you know, really get after on the offensive and defensive end.
Well, there you go, folks. That's first-year assistant coach for the Albie Blue Demon squad, Dustin Kirkland. Coach Kirkland, really appreciate it. It's been a treat watching you this in the first year. I know you've been at it for a while, but for those of us who have been here a long time, it's great for us to see it. Keep it up. Keep making these boys better, and let's go get a big victory tonight.
Sounds great.
There you go. Coach Kirkland, we'll be right back after the short timeout. You're listening to the special Blue Demon basketball coverage, Journey to the Well. We'll be back after these commercial timeouts.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
shop and save at your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. They're open 7 days a week. Save on Tyson Inspected Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs, just $1.69 per pound. Hormel Natural Choice Lean and Meaty Pork Steaks are just $1.99 per pound. Alaskan Pollock Filets are $1.99 per pound. And Frog Legs in a 5-pound box are just $18.99. For always fresh cut and 100% natural meats, shop Jim and Charlie's.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. During the month of April, when you purchase the Hoyt bow from Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, Bluff Creek Archery will buy your spring turkey license. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
Welcome back to this KIC Sports Exclusive Journey to the Well. Dance Docker Jason Summers here. 6:35 tip off. We're leading you right up to the tip off, talking about this fantastic season that brought us all the way to Wells Fargo Arena. Just heard from the players and the coaches. And Dan, as we really look back and take in this season, a season that's going to go down in infamy here in Albia, you got to really think about how we came into it. A team that was coming off coming off the big momentum from making it to the Dome. And that put some of the players behind, because a lot of the guys that are on the team also played on the football team. And so getting back into basketball mode, it takes a little while to get your feel, your feet, and get the momentum of a basketball season.
Oh, it does. You know, they got a late start to it. The basketball season's schedules are set, so they had to roll right into it. And who knew how we were going to start, how we were going to rebound as a team that, again, a lot of these guys that we know, we call their names on Friday nights on football. And, you know, come in, we start off our first game, a game against Knox, who's not in our conference yet this year, will be next year for all sports but football. We travel on the road to Knoxville, and it was a game where we're down a little bit early and had struggled to start with, quite honestly, and came out with a nice big win. And then that set up a couple of good games. You know, the one I'm going to go to, in the first 10 games, we actually started, or excuse me, 11 games, started out 10-1, one loss. That one loss was Fairfield, our third game of the season. We're still kind of feeling our way. That's a game I look to as kind of confidently coming into tonight's contest, because, Jason, they had a really tall lineup that we went against. Some 6'9 kid, a very big kid, a foreign player there that was about 6'6. Another one was about 6'6. You know, so we have seen tall teams. We lost that game by two, but really had a shot at it. We're still learning. We're still developing as a team. And so that, I think, is a game that can kind of help us as we go along into tonight's contest. And then we heard in the players a lot, too. I'll get you in a second. The players, the big game for them really was that Sheraton game. And because they all knew how good Sheraton is, and to be able to go there and win that game like we did was huge for this team. Really set that tone in that fourth game of the season. It was our third win. The kids knew it, and look where we are now. Sheraton is still alive and well and playing at Wells Fargo Arena as well in 3A. So the kids really understood how big that win was to start the season.
Well, those first 11 games, you rattled off those opponents, and this is at Fairfield, at Knoxville, at Pella Christian, and Pella Christian, going on the road and being Pella Christian early on the season, that alone is a huge confidence boost. You know, Pella Christian, I've always said it, big seasons go through Pella Christian, and this team really started to get their momentum. And I think coming into that Christmas break, Coach knew that he was in for a special season.
Yeah, and I think it made him feel very comfortable about how things were going with it. You know, and then we get into conference play, we get some home games, and you're right, we were on the road early on and travel around, and we saw that. We get a home at Clark, which was not necessarily a strong approach program, but certainly a good win for us. Oskaloosa, we got it home, and it was a big win there. Anytime you can take on a 3A school and win, that's always a big win. You know, then you got the great rivalry between Davis County and Eddyville, back-to-back games for us that we came out with big wins. And that's one where we saw a lot of junk defenses starting to come out. People, Matt Baker started off really good, over 30 points. I think at the time he was averaging closer to 35 points a contest, just able to get a shot off at will. And we came in at Davis County. They came in with a triangle and two, and it's not the triangle and two that you normally see. The two were double teamed on Matt Baker, where they had the ball or not, and so we just basically had a 4-on-3 contest and really took advantage of that. Eddyville came in and did a diamond and one, you know, tried to really harass Matt and think that they could shut this team down. They really found out the depth, as we've heard in the interviews, that we've got a lot of depth, and so we started learning to adjust to those junk defenses, different looks from all the teams that we played from there on out.
Well, and then we got into the character run, and this really, to me, was a place where I know the guys became disappointed. They went on a 5-game losing streak, and everyone started doubting the Albia Blue Demons, but
the Albion Blue Demons themselves. And I said, this is going to be a character time because the opponents that we were facing were some top-notch opponents. And how is the team going to rally around around this moment? And I guess we've just found out.
Very much so. And you know, and you talk about those five losses. They also came at a time they're at the backstretch in terms of the high school association. They look at your wins and losses in a game range, and that was right at the back end of that range. And so if we could win those games, or at least a couple of them, it guarantees us that first-round bye. We didn't know how it was going to play out. Fortunately for us, PCM also went on a losing streak, and so we were able to hang on to that number two seed, which got us that first-round bye, which you can't underappreciate that. It allows your team to rest just one more half week there before they get into the district play. But certainly it was a tough time. You know, you're losing tough conference games to Centerville, who at that moment, you know, we're in the hunt for the conference title. We follow up with Knoxville, again, who we beat on the road. Well, they come in and play just a phenomenal game and really got their season going and beat us, and they deserve that win. We just couldn't quite get up. And then Sheraton comes here, and, boy, they were hot. They wanted to avenge that early season loss and keep themselves in the conference title. And then you got Grinnell, which Grinnell, you know, is tough. They're in the state tournament once again this year. You know, we played them really well. It was a good game. You know, the score doesn't show that it was as close as it really was. I thought we did a good job. Grinnell's just very, very big kids, and big kids that can shoot the three, and that's something certainly we struggled with. You know, but then we finish up on that next 10-game stretch going 4-6. So as you talk about it, you're going to find out, okay, now we're coming into postseason play. What's the character of this team? After starting 10-1, you go 4-6. Okay, who do we have? What do we got? And Coach Archer has certainly got the team rallied.
Well, to go into tournament play, and you got to take Davis County, a team you've already beat twice, to beat a team three times in the single season, you know, you've got to – that's a tough task.
Well, it was. You know, that game, we brought the second game down at Bloomfield. You know, I remember that one very clear. We go down there, felt good about being able to beat them. But that junior class down in Bloomfield and Davis County, they really got have worked and developed, and Coach Graves is an outstanding coach. That team played well, and when we came here for that game – we knew we were going to have a game and a fight on our hands, and sure enough we did. We win by 2, you know, 62-60 out of that first game. Well fought, well played by both teams. Both teams really wanting to get to that next level, and fortunately for us, we were able to come out. And then we have fortunate for our broadcasting crew, the next game was a Pella Christian, a rematch that you covered that game in Oskaloosa, and what a game that was.
Well, I'll tell you, it wasn't easy to get the reception, but it was an easy night for the Blue Demons. Pella Christian, a really good program, and Albia, you know, looked like they were really destined for something great. They get a 13-point win on that, 6-point win on that night. But, Dan, we were attacking. We were aggressive. And one thing that was really nice about that, as we set up tonight's game, we're attacking and aggressive with a really good, tall team.
Well, and Pella Christian really had come along. They played their first round game here, and so I got a chance to see them against PCM. You know, they pulled the upset against PCM and really got better since our first contest we saw them up there. They started learning how to play together as a unit. I think there's a lot of new faces in their lineup, and yeah, they came on strong. You knew that was going to be a tough game in Oskaloosa on a neutral court, but what a great win for the Blue Demons. And then coming to sub-state against an outstanding Notre Dame team from Burlington, you know, and it was they came out swinging, and Notre Dame went on 7-0 run to start the game. Put us in a big hole, you know, and I'm sitting there saying, as I'm doing the broadcast, wondering, oh, are we going to be able to climb out of this one or not? Tough game to go.
Well, West Burlington, Notre Dame, a team that I talked to my brother, he's from Burlington, he said this is got an outstanding guy, point guard, and got a big guy on the inside, and, you know, Albie would be hard to match up with. I said, well, you haven't seen these kind of athletes, and Dan, that's what we see, is that Albie may not match up basketball-wise, height-wise, against their opponents, but you get that into a 90-foot court, and we really will run teams out of a gym.
Well, that's exactly what happened at that Notre Dame game. At the very end, the fourth quarter, you know, we score over 20 points. They only get 8. You know, and it wasn't because all of a sudden we learned how to shoot. It's because we just kept hustling all game long. We don't slow down. Our subs or reserves come in. They bring the same energy, same speed. We heard Coach Kirkland talk about in his interview, you know, we can't grow now for the state tournament. We are who we are. And what we are is pretty good, and it is pretty special. And a hustle can do a lot of good things for you. And athleticism, as we heard on those interviews, all the talent that we've got there and the ability that they go at it. You know, they don't back down from anyone, and they're not going to tonight. And I look forward to really that's just doing what we do and see what happens. And I'll take that chance. I like our opportunity here tonight.
Well, we've talked to the players, we've talked to the assistant coaches, and when we come back, we've got the head coach, Coach Archer, to talk about this season and tonight's contest. When we come back to the special edition of The Journey to the Well, your KSC Sports exclusive. Don't go anywhere.
Time.
The VPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer is simple, durable, and versatile. And in winter with short feed supplies, it gives you an easy way to stretch your hay supply and better control how much hay you're feeding. The VPX 9000 blows away dust and mold, making the hay more palatable for your cattle and ultimately saving your hay. And the optional scale kit helps you to control feed intake in your herd. Process what you want, when you want, and stretch your hay supply further this year with a VPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer. Get more information at Bowser Equipment in Alvia.
Is your old dishwasher too loud and not getting those dirty dishes clean? Whirlpool dishwashers are now quieter than ever. Equipped with Quiet Partner innovations and sound-reducing insulation, you can run the dishwasher without interfering with your daily routine. Now available with sensor cycle technology, your kitchen cleanup is much easier because it eliminates the need to pre-wash dishes. Automatically selecting the right wash and dry settings every load, Whirlpool dishwashers clean tough foods 35% better while using just the right amount of time, energy, and water. Additional interior capacity coupled with a redesigned silverware basket gives you maximum flexibility when loading and unloading dishes. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Alvia to see their entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family owned and operated since 1960, and they've got a lot of great brands you can take advantage of, like Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion England, and many, many more.
With us now is the head coach of the Abbey Blue Demon basketball team, head coach Kevin Archer. And, coach, congratulations. A great experience here. Back to the well.
Yeah, really special. Really special. And we liked our district when it came out. But, you know, you can like it all you want. Without improving and without playing hard and without, you know, having the right guys, you know, it doesn't happen. And we know how difficult it is to get there. But, you know, when that district came out, we had already played Pella Christian, and we really felt good about it. But, you know, we had a rough stretch and weren't sure how good we were there for a good part of the season. But to finish the right way and to be playing really good basketball, you know, it means a lot.
Dan, as we sit here and talk with Coach Archer, I think about this team. It's the depth of this team. And talking to all the guys in our interviews, this is a really deep team. And it takes more than November to start playing basketball if you're really going to do things well.
Yeah, and I certainly get a perspective of that, having a son who's going through the program here. And, Coach, talk about that. You know, you put in a lot of time, and it's not just once the first tip goes on. Talk about all the work you do with these kids, how you give them opportunities to improve and come in and be better, and what all is involved with that, because you put in a ton of hours during the summer. Talk about those experiences that you bring with those kids.
And I think that's probably – I mean, that's the biggest thing I think that we try to do, is that we want to make sure that the opportunities are there. You know, I don't ever want to feel like the gym isn't open, or the guys don't have the chance to get in. And, you know, normally we take about a month, which I imagine will still take about a month. And then the gym just starts to open up more and more as the year goes on. But, you know, it's difficult because you got guys busy in spring, and some nights you're opening up the gym for one or two guys. But you just kind of feel like if you can get one or two guys better in the spring and then hopefully get more guys in the summer. But that's you know, having the gym open, and then when the summer gets here and we can work with them, you know, I think our biggest thing is having guys that are willing to come in. And we have a one-day-a-week camp. We don't do like a week-long camp for the older guys. We do a one-day-a-week. So that meets six or seven times, and it's about a practice. You know, we work on stuff. We work on our D. We work on a lot of things, that a lot of drills that we'll do in a practice, you know, obviously, you know, try to make it fun. But at the same time, I think that's helped us quite a bit too. And then just all the games we get in. You know, I feel like when the season starts, we got a pretty good idea how we think the rotation's going to look before the season even starts, just because of all the games that we've played. And, you know, you don't always have all your guys all the time. Some of your guys have other priorities, and you respect that. But you do feel like going into the fall that you've got a pretty good idea.
Kind of got a late start to the season with some of the guys because we're coming off a really good football season.
Right. And that was a good thing. You know, it was a little bit frustrating because you didn't start as early as you wanted to, but and we gave the guys time, and it was really up to them. You know, it was, well, we want you back healthy mentally, we want you back healthy physically, and then some of the guys took a couple of days, and some of the guys took less. And I thought we had a couple of guys, Ryan and Luke, maybe, that came back too early and had a really hard practice, and then felt like, man, I wasn't ready for that, and might have taken a step back just because they, you know, they had played so hard, worked so hard in football, and they weren't quite ready for it yet. But, you know, close to the Knoxville game, I think we had a lot of guys. We were having full practices, but we didn't have very many full practices before that Knoxville game. We might have had one or two full practices before we played that game.
you know, and as you come into that, you talk about that, and that was a big fall, great season for the football team, and you had to be very patient, and were very patient with the players. And one of our first games, we heard it from most of the player interviews there, that the big game was Sheraton, you know, away game, and we come out with a big win, and that's, you know, that's impressive to come in with not having as much gym time as you would have liked.
Do that on the road.
Yeah, and do that on the road and come in. And that really, I thought, set the tone to start your season and get off to that 10-1 start. You know, talk about that whole process, not just that game, but all those games, how they culminate into a really great start for the team.
Yeah, those first, you know, we start 10-1, but that Sheraton game was a really big win for us, and, you know, gave us an opportunity really to compete for the title, for the conference title, and just a tough place to play. And, you know, Sheraton was expecting a good year, as they should have been, and that crowd was really fun, and it was just a really good environment. And the Sheraton games have been there, you know, as Coach Schooley has gotten that team better, and that's been a really big game for us. But to go down there and to win, like you said, early in the year, and I think Fairfield had nipped us the Tuesday before, so, but we played well, and, you know, really played well most of the game, and then they got back in it late and made free throws there in the fourth to win the basketball game. But a really nice win, and then we were able to rattle off, you know, maybe seven more wins after that in a row and get to 10-1. But, you know, a lot of those games there, past the Pella Christian game, because I thought the Pella Christian game was a nice win, but a lot of those other games in that seven were probably games we were favored. You know, it was a part of the schedule where we thought we could pick up some wins. But, you know, to be 10-1 and get off to that great of a start was a big deal as far as confidence goes.
Coach, you know, at that point, things were really looking good for you guys, and went through a little bit of a stretch there where things kind of got difficult. But that stretch, I think, proves to be the character stretch for you guys.
Right, and you look back to 2007, we had the same type of deal where we really struggled and weren't scoring the ball very well, and you know, could have went the other direction, you know, five straight losses. But you look at that, and, you know, Centerville was a game that I think that the first game back, or that they got us at our place, you know, it was a 7 or 8 point game, but they really had control of that game, and that was a little bit disappointing because I didn't think we played as well offensively. And the Knoxville game was 3 points, and they really outworked us last night, so those might have been a little bit disappointing more than the others. You know, Sheraton, we had a chance, you know, we had a chance to beat them and to take command of the conference lead, and that game ends up slipping into overtime, but we had free throws late, and it wasn't the free throws as much as it was just, you know, one or two possessions down the stretch that could have gotten us that win and put us into the driver's seat. You know, Grinnell's a really good team. Grinnell's at the state tournament. That was a fantastic team, and they're big and they're physical. And then we go to Pleasantville and lose in overtime. A Pleasantville team that was in the sub-state championship. So,
and that's just it, Dan. As I look at this, you know, we got Grinnell and Sheraton, who were part of that stretch, that character stretch, I call it. And we find out how darn good those teams are.
Well, they are, and they're in the state tournament. You know, and then Sheraton takes out Knoxville, who was a tough loss for us, and then who took out Centerville. You know, and so it's just those 3A schools that we battle. It's a great schedule. You know, it sometimes feels rough, and I think that also goes back to the summer work you put in with those kids, Coach. That, you know, when you have a stretch like that, you've got to have some good chemistry and kids who understand what's going on. You know, talk about their attitudes, how you got through that, because it had to be difficult to a degree, but also all the work they put in, there's got to be that bonding, I would imagine, that really helped you get through that point.
Yeah, and I'm sure the summer plays a role, because we left the summer feeling like we were really close, or our chemistry was really good. That was probably the biggest thing that I left the summer feeling, was that we really had bought in and we really liked each other and we wanted to work hard for one another. And you bet, stretches like that, those five losses in a row where people want to doubt and people say you're not very good and people, you know, people have a lot of ideas about things that should be done or should be done differently, you know, that's where that doubt comes in. You know, and teams started guarding us a little bit differently, but you talk about the junk defenses, and we talked after that stretch was over, when we had, you know, we have seven losses, and I can probably attribute three of those losses were junk defenses the entire game. You know, there's teams that have played us straight up and have beaten us, so I hate to do that, because we've also seen junk defenses and won. You know, Davis County threw it at us. Clark threw it at us. It's just a matter of the ball going in the basket and us being better than teams on a certain night, and then vice versa a couple times.
Well, Dan, special seasons tend to always go through Pella Christian, and then to throw this in now, Ottumwa, because the last two trips to Wells Fargo Arena went through Ottumwa, but to get wins over Davis County and Pella Christian, and then go through Ottumwa to get the state here at the end, this is Albie playing his best basketball.
Well, it is, and I, you know, and as we all know too, Coach graduated from Ottumwa High School, so I think he's got some pull at the association to make sure those sub-state games are there, because it gives him a little home cooking, if you will, that makes him feel at ease. And Coach, that has to be, and we talked about it in the post game, personally, that's got to be a little satisfying for you to be able to win a take a team. You know, I know there's the players that are playing it, but you know you're leading them out there. But it's got to be satisfying for you to know that that's the, you know, you played a lot of ball games there. You know, and how's that feel taking a team for the second time now? You know, the only coach to ever take two teams from Albie to the state tournament there to take that second team, winning it on your home court when you were a kid.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You have a lot of memories. They still have the lineup cards up there on the upper right, those old fashioned the black lineup cards, and I can remember sitting in junior high PE and looking up there and saying, you know, I want Archer to be up there someday. That was always a goal, and that was really cool. But a special place, you know, a lot of really good memories there. And the cool thing is that not so much this time, but last time a little bit more. But you know, Coach Kapadich is still there, and he was my football coach, and got to talk to him a little bit before the game. So seeing a couple of people, seeing maybe some administrators and some people that you played for before the game, and them being there, that's kind of a cool thing. But yeah, the fact that it's there, and the fact that there's a lot of memories, and it was a fun place for me growing up, that's a big deal.
What a great journey it's been for the Albie Blue Demons, and we're talking with head coach Kevin Archer. Dan Stark and I will take a quick timeout. We'll come right back and finish our conversation, set up tonight's contest, and find out the ins and outs of our next opponent when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hard-working efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable electricity has kept families and friends connected for generations. And thankfully, people power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
This message brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic makes it easier for you to connect with the healing touch you know and trust by offering extensive appointment options. We have extended evening and weekend hours and offer same-day appointments for most of your medical needs. Call 641-932-7172 or request your appointment online at mchalbia.com. Make your appointment today with Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic for the healing touch you know and trust.
Straight up 6 o'clock, this is KIIC. Albia will be going live back to Wells Fargo momentarily. Hey, for your ag operation, People's State Bank is there when you need financing and lines of credit to pay for planned expansions or unexpected breakdowns. Start building a partnership you can count on throughout the seasons with People's State Bank. Call Mike or Ruth today at 932-7887. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to this KIIC Sports exclusive, Journey to the Well. We're visiting with Coach Kevin Archer. Coach, you guys put a lot of time into the preparation for every opponent, but I don't know if you've seen an opponent quite like this one tonight.
Not this year especially, no. This is a really good team. They don't have a lot of weaknesses. They don't make mistakes. They're big. And in big, we're talking 6'6", 6'7", present a ton of challenges. And, you know, you go 24-0 in that part of the state, you're a good basketball team. And they're not just playing 2As. They're playing 3As. And you know, you look at their scores, there's not a lot of close games in there. So we're playing a really, really good team. And the thing was, when I got early phone calls out and emails out, I felt pretty frustrated. I mean, it was, you didn't talk to anybody that really felt like they had a lot of weaknesses or a lot of things that you could really do. But once you start watching them on tape, and I know our guys, you know, you start to feel like there's some things that we can do and some problems we might be able to cause. But, you know, I mean, the definite underdog, which is fine. And I don't think our guys have practiced one night feeling like this isn't a team that they can beat. But obviously a really, really good team.
Well, Dan, the conversations we've had with the players, you can tell in their voice, they kind of like being the position of the underdog.
Oh yeah, they're not afraid of that, or they're not bowing down to anybody. You know, they're ready to take that role on and take that challenge. And I think what I heard them say, a lot of them talking about, and coach, you know, our strength is the ability, the athleticism we have, and Jason referenced earlier how we've got a lot of depth, and we can come off. You know, we go 8-9 strong if we need to, and a lot of teams don't. They 6 or 7, if especially this time. of year. But boy, you bring in those, you know, Bear and Sarver especially. Those guys don't lose any speed there. And at that Burlington Notre Dame game, you know, we ran that team off the court. Their legs got tired. And I would assume that's something we're going to try to do tonight. You know, I don't want you to tip your hand or give away anything, any trade secrets, but I assume we're going to try to go out and be aggressive and stick to our strengths. You know, just because we're shorter doesn't mean we have to bow down to anybody.
Right. I agree. And I don't think you, I don't know. I don't think you change a whole lot just because you make the state tournament and you play a 24-0 team. You know, I mean, we need to stick with what's gotten us here and what's gotten us these last couple wins. We really can't change who we are. We just need to get better at who we are and play our best game. I mean, we have to play our best game on the biggest stage. But yeah, I mean, we'll continue to try to use our strengths and, you know, our athleticism. Hopefully we can do some things defensively to cause them some problems. But, you know, I mean, like I said, the other thing to note is that they lost their starting point guard before the tournament trail started, and he was one of their leading scorers. But they really haven't dropped off a whole lot, but that hurts them a little bit in depth, and I'm sure that helps us a little bit in the game. But we've played bigs this year, but these are a couple of big physical guys. I mean, they're 6'7", 230 probably, or 6'8", 215. I mean, they're some big physical athletic posts. But there's some things we can do there. And again, we've seen bigs. You know, we've played Grinnell. We've, you know, Pella Christian was bigger than us. So it's not like we have to develop a brand new game plan. We just have to get better at it.
Seems like a 90-foot court looks a lot better than 45.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, like I said, we're going to continue to do the things that got us there. And if we can get out and run, and if we can get out in passing lanes a little bit and cause them some problems. But like I said, you know, you watch some film. The more film you watch, the better you can relate your team to what they're about ready to experience. And like I said, the better you feel. Now, I mean, I'm not it's not one of those things where it's not like I'm watching. You know, it's not the way I feel when I watch a conference opponent by any means, but the confidence in what we're going to do just grows the more that you watch them.
You know, Coach, the other thought as you're talking, it's got me thinking a little too. It's hard. You're getting the team prepped and ready to go and get that win and get three games up there is what the goal would be. But talk a little bit about, you've got some great seniors here that you've been through. You've put a lot of work. They've worked hard for you for 4 years, most of them. And what's that mean coming in as you get these final games? You know, what's that? And it's at the biggest stage. You know, what goes through your mind? It's more than just a coach-player relationship when you're talking about young men. You've seen these guys grow from freshmen. Sometimes they're, as all freshmen, a little immature and act like 14-year-olds do, and now they're men. You know, what's that feeling for you as you watch these guys take that court, especially at this stage?
Yeah, it's one of the more rewarding things, I think, is exactly that, is you get to know the guys and you watch them grow up, and by the time they get to this point, you enjoy conversations with them and you like being around them, and you especially like to finish, you like to watch them finish this way. You know, I remember going up with my family to the Dome and sitting there and thinking, man, we got to do this again. You know, I mean, it put a lot of pressure on us, and you know, that was silly because you can't compare sport to sport. I mean, just because one team goes doesn't mean that the next team should go. I mean,
doesn't that help you know, set the tone for the next level? The bar keeps getting set higher. I said this back in 2007 when we talked. Yeah. You know, the bar has been set higher. Now you've broken down the doors you can get to Wells, right. And I think all these programs, when they have success, it does create the scenario where winning becomes an expectation.
Right, and I think, you know, but like I was, my point I was making is, you know, Waukon, you know, you look at Waukon's record. Waukon, we played them in the state tournament, right, or at the Dome, and they're below 500. You know, I think Mediapolis's basketball team won two or three games this year, so you can't really compare. But to your point, to make you feel better, is the fact that there were games I thought, maybe the Pella Christian game, maybe the Notre Dame game, where we just had that look that we were confident and we were going to win this thing, and it didn't really matter what they did. We just, you know, and that's that late game, that pressure situation, that type of feel that guys have, that confidence and that thought that we're going to get it done no matter what.
Well, that's, I think, great, Coach. And, you know, we're really looking forward to tonight's contest. My youngest was asking me what our chances are, and I said, I like our chances. You know, we'll take our chances anytime we get a chance to go on the court. Wish you nothing but the best. Go out and get that Blue Demon victory. Let's get three games up at the Dome. I keep trying to go back to go at Wells Fargo Arena. Let's get three games up there on that Blue Demon squad.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. We're going to play hard. I can tell you that much.
All right, Coach. Let's the recipe for a Blue Demon victory tonight.
Make more shots than they do.
head coach Kevin Archer and head coach of the Albion Blue Demons. We'll take a quick timeout. Come back.